you see Kinile Humaya with her moves. Anyway, it's Wamuhle, Angelic Buhle, the musical chef, and Damtuda. Before that, we kicked it off with Kanye West, Flashing Lights, his car drive. We are on the streets, we are on the air, we are everywhere. So, I think I played a Sean Paul track yesterday. After It Wasn't Me, which was dropped by Shaggy, Sean Paul then took over in the dancehall scene, reggaeton. And he ran things from 2005 solidly until maybe 2007. Sean Paul was signed to Def Jam. Jay-Z had just been appointed CEO of Def Jam around about 2005. Sean Paul did a song with Beyonce, and that song was titled Baby Boy. Then Jay-Z didn't like how Sean Paul behaved on set with Beyonce, and that was all she wrote. Rumor is he was blackballed by Jay-Z, and that's why his career basically ended after 2007. This wouldn't be the first time Jay-Z has done this, or should I say been accused of doing this. He did the same thing to DMX, who used to outsell him literally for every album, and people felt like once he became Def Jam CEO, he did everything in his power to squash DMX's career. Did the same thing with LL Cool J as well, by the way. And so the list is endless. There was another moment where Beyonce had done a song for the Pink Panther soundtrack, and she did a song with Slim Thug. And they were shooting a video with Slim Thug. They shot Slim Thug's part, and then when Slim Thug's part was over, Jay-Z ordered everybody to evacuate the building so that Beyonce could shoot her scene alone.
Closed set.
That's how serious he is about protecting his territory. I'll then ask you, and I use the word territory loosely, how far have you gone to protect your territory?
Sure. It's not that deep for me.
Really?
Yeah. Literally just, you know, a hickey.
The hickey.
That's where it ends. I'm not going to do more than that to protect anyone from anything.
So was a hickey to mark territory, or was it just because you got caught up in the act and then a blood vessel burst and, you know?
It's a bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I will never mark my territory as such, because I think it then shows that you're insecure, and insecurity can come across as unattractive.
Yeah.
It could have the opposite effect. I mean, if someone's making a move on the missus, and then I'm all like, yeah, you know, coming through there.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, dog, what you doing?
And she's possibly going to look at this guy and be like, what is it about this guy that intimidates Sandman so much?
Yeah.
And she may, you know, she may be interested in finding out, though. Pique her interest.
Yeah. But I was blackballed in a company.
Really?
Yeah. So
okay,
When I first got into media, there was a guy, and he was like, he was in middle management. Mm-hmm. But this guy, he was one of those who climbed up the ladder, but you can't see why.
Was he white?
No. It was a colored guy.
Okay.
But you can't see why this guy is in the position he's in. He was great on air, but he was weak in management. You would have thought, okay, on air, keep him on air, but don't give him a management position. This guy is terrible.
Yeah.
So I don't know, we had something and I called him out of it. Ah, that was the end of my career.
Wow.
I couldn't find any work, any nothing. And I remember someone said, no, he's actually said in a meeting that you will not go on air ever.
Sure.
Was he that influential?
Well, in our department, yes. So he was middle management, but when you're in a small department, yes.
So where is he now? Is he still on air now?
I don't know. I don't care about his life.
Because you're flourishing. Know.
If you are listening, look at him now, punk.
I once was in a relationship. I know I've been single forever, but
that's funny.
I know. So I was dating this guy, and then I realized that this guy kind of was crushing on this other girl, right? Yeah. And me and this girl were not friends. But as soon as I picked that up, then I befriended the girl. Just so...
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, just so this guy wouldn't approach the girl. So I talk about the girl in the relationship. So-and-so, we're doing this together. We said this, and I even mentioned that this girl is about to get engaged, that sort of thing. So just, you know, it could be
That's
over.
A chess move, eh?
It is.
I am impressed. I'm not going to lie. Yep. I am impressed. Yo, give me a five right here, dog.
You belong in politics.
Yeah.
You're wasting your talent. You belong in politics.
No, so you could hate me because you hate all these.
Oi, hey, hey. Gang. Yeah. So give us a shout. I'm trying to find out how far have you gone to protect your territory in a relationship or anywhere else, guys. I suppose 086-00-00959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well, 063-688-0959.